Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for calling in today. One of the main goals for today is really to continue the momentum from our panel discussion last week, and also to have some post-mortem discussion of that. Let's see, a reminder just in terms of the kind of the standard logistics that if people could update the member contribution pages, that would be helpful. Was there a question there? I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the first major agenda item here is basically discussing last week's panel. There's been some discussions on the mailing list and so forth, and I think pairwise discussions as well. I guess we'd like to get a feeling for the people that were there of what worked, what didn't, and what additional next steps should be. Any comments or feedback?
Well, I think almost all of the ideas that were presented were good and useful ideas, and the issue is that some of them overlapped. And say again?
Who is speaking?
I'm sorry, this is Todd, Peter.
Oh, hi, Todd. Yes, go ahead. Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, that's okay. Excuse me for not identifying myself. There were many good ideas presented in all of what we saw, but there were overlaps among them. And I guess in order to get the most value out of it, we'd have to clarify what those overlaps are and prioritize what we needed to put in place. Some of the capabilities we could put up very quickly. Others are going to take a little more time. And I think the strategy that you had, Mike, sort of helps facilitate that. That's my view. I did not have time to go through in more detail and analyze it, unfortunately.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. I think one of the things we'd like to do is to get some more concrete ideas on really next steps, you know, that we can do at the code infrastructure level. And I think there's been some discussion, particularly between some of the BioPortal folks and XMDR folks, on identifying collaboration points between those efforts.
Who's speaking? This is Frank.
Oh, this is Mike.
That was Mike. Okay, anyone? I mean, please identify yourself before speaking every time.
Okay.
this is Bruce Bachmeyer, and I agree. I think that it all went very well. I think there was quite a number of very interesting ideas and things to pursue. As kind of a next step that hopefully we can do fairly quickly, I really want to try to engage between XMDR and BioPortal and see if we can't those two a bit, and I think that will be a useful contribution to this effort.
Yeah, this is Benjamin. I would agree with that sentiment. I enjoyed all the discussions last week, in particular, coming from the BioPortal side and NCBO, if we can continue this momentum and really get some software, functioning software working that demonstrates value, would go a long way to getting us to the next stage.
Okay, Peter here. I also concur with Todd, Bruce, Benjamin, and Mike. That I think it went really well. Towards the end, though, I mean there were couple of, I think, questions I actually went back onto the recording and re-listened through the last part, which I felt slightly uncomfortable. And my general conclusion was, one, that maybe some people looked at Mike's opening presentation as a call for, let's say, a new platform for a new software to be developed. And I actually did try to clarify with Mike, and I'll probably let Mike speak to that. Essentially, I think the idea wasn't to start something new as much as to start something that would allow us to piece together or glue together all the great existing efforts without having to build new stuff, with standing on the shoulders of those who have already did great work, rather than starting something totally new. That's one take home that I arrived at. And the other one is there was a question as to why are we doing this or that, and why not this or that. And I believe, I mean, since we have a very diverse group of participants, some people come from, let's say, the open software communities, and some come from very strictly controlled, top-down, planned, designed software development paradigms. And I guess there is a slight dissonance about those. And I want to maybe say that since we are slating this as an open community effort, usually I would say we try to align the vision and general direction, and then we actually don't stop people from doing whatever they themselves feel comfortable about, and hope that in the end everything will contribute to the overall effort. I think that would be an approach in lieu of, let's say, a totally planned approach, and then everyone is assigned a piece, and everyone comes back, I mean, and have dropped that date and so on. I mean, it works. I mean, if we are funded and if we are sort of totally controlled with paying people to do this, but it totally falls apart when it's in an open effort, when people are just volunteering their resources to get things done. That's my own sort of two cents on the situation. I don't know if it feels similarly.
Peter, this is Todd.
Yes.
Two points. One, I did not get that impression that you explained about the view of Mike's description. I thought Mike's presentation was more about architecture overall than what you were suggesting, but I could be wrong, which has been known to happen. And secondly, your point about the way that this is going to happen, I think, is correct. You can't go the top-down approach. For one thing, all of the constraints are not clear, and we can learn from BioPortal and others, but I would assume that we are taking an evolutionary approach, and whatever we do needs to support that, and I think what Mike laid out as an architecture perspective supports the evolutionary approach.
I totally agree, and I think instead of putting words in Mike's mouth, maybe Mike, I mean, I don't know if Mike, you did or did not feel that there were feelings that why are we doing this? We've already got A, B, C, and D. Did that occur to you?
Well, let's say I didn't intend to make people think that, you know, we certainly that we needed to start from scratch, or that we really should start from scratch, because I think there is a lot of material to build off of, and that particularly initially that's really the only viable way of moving forward with our volunteer effort. As Todd said, you know, my emphasis really was more on architectures and, in a sense, packaging, basically, of the results in such a way that we can hopefully bring multiple communities together and easily accommodate contributions from multiple groups. in different parts of the system, or potentially, multiple implementations of certain parts of the system. You know, either supporting different languages or supporting different capabilities or implementation techniques.
That sounds great. And I think Bill Anderson's presentation actually totally endorsed that approach, and I guess it's a sort of general direction for this project. That's definitely something we probably want to look back on and make sure we are in line. I mean, in terms of having an architecture that's open to technologies that are available today or even tomorrow.
Right. And I think probably one of the things I was thinking of in terms of the extending the module hierarchies is something that would more explicitly discuss LexGrid as another contributing technology, both as part of our BioPortal, but potentially, as sort of a first-class component in its own right, I think would be useful because it certainly provides access to a lot of useful existing vocabulary. And there also seems to be significant interest from the group at Mayo that's developing that, which I think is fantastic. And, Peter, we're actually, I'm trying to remember, for the Ontolog program going forward, do we actually, is there a plan to talk a little bit more explicitly about LexGrid? I know I'd like to learn more about it.
Actually, LexGrid was presented by Dr. Christopher Schutt a little while back, probably a year and a half or two. If one goes back, goes to the front page or goes on one of the search Ontolog and search for LexGrid, you see it, and it's a fairly comprehensive presentation. Harold Sobrick proposed that he will make a further presentation on LexGrid and also LexWiki, which is the sort of new incarnation of map in terms of mapping and also using Wiki as a front end, which will be extremely interesting. Actually, towards the later part about approach and process, one of the things, Ontolog is actually in the middle of its program planning session. So far, we've already had two and another one coming up next Thursday. Actually, at yesterday's meeting, particularly Michelle Raymond suggested a few things. We had already outlined a few OOR-type presentations, like maybe other people who are already doing OOR-like work, particularly at the EU and so on, to bring those people in for presentations. So there could be a sort of OOR Ontolog joint series of presentations if we could carve that out or something. To continue so that, the OOR project is a sort of action project. And then the discussion, we thought we were leaving to the summit and should have discussed, completed, but obviously there are a lot more to be exposed in a series like that. OOR Ontolog joint presentation series or something could be useful to fill the gap.
Right. I was on yesterday, but I think that's a great idea. And having sort of, two somewhat separate tracks in terms of really a development-focused effort and then a panel series basically sort of as enrichment and new additional sources of ideas, I think makes sense.
Yeah, Michelle did say that she will bring this up today at today's meeting. Actually, we heard a couple of beeps. Who else is online whose name is not under the attendee list?
This is Harold Brigg.
Hi, Harold. We just talked about you. did you hear that one? Mike was asking whether we're going to hear about LexGrid.
Yeah, I'm very interested in describing, both how the model has evolved, as well as implementations, and particularly an RDF-based implementation that we're at least looking at doing. We just need to schedule a time.
Okay. All right. Back to you, to Mike.
Okay. Let's see. I think this has been a great discussion. Let's say we talked, I think, about what worked. Were there comments specifically on things that we probably should have done differently, or that maybe were confusing or problematic?
No.
Okay. Let's see, are there folks that want to kind of talk about specific things that they, touched on a little bit, but some specific things that they plan to do as follow-ups to that?
Well, since I'm going to have to dash in a couple of minutes here, I think there's a lot for a lot of people to do, and so I kind of want to engage some piece of it and get working if we can. And so I'm hoping to try to do some stuff on pulling together BioPortal and XMDR and LexGrid. And Semantic Media Wiki, just see what we can do in that space with kind of what we've got or what we're developing, and then try to contribute that to the general group.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, I know you're traveling this week. Do you have a time frame in mind?
Yeah, well, I'm unfortunately out until the 9th, but then so is Harold. I'll be seeing Harold. But
the 11th.
Well, I get back on the September 9th. I'm going to try to get things rolling as quickly as possible along that line. Finding a time is always hard. Today is.
Folks, this is Leo. I just joined.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Did somebody else also join? And if you don't see your name under the attendee list, could you announce yourself? Maybe Rex Brooks or Michelle Raymond? No? Okay. All right.
So, Leo, unfortunately, we're just barely going to cross over because I have to drop in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I was just saying that... There's a big picture, and lots of people are going to contribute to the big picture, and there's some pieces within that big picture, and I'm just hoping to tackle one of the pieces or a couple of the pieces within that big picture and try to get something accomplished on that while keeping track of the big picture as much as possible.
We're pretty much in alignment now, I mean, given the discussions we had earlier and then maybe today.
I think so.
Okay, good.
Everybody else may have a different view, but that's my view, is that we're in good shape.
Well, it sounds exciting. I mean, you're practically putting some of the most exciting pieces, the core pieces, together already. Yeah, at least those which have fairly well-established work products.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and then, from the NCBO perspective, this is Benjamin, by the way, we're beginning to consider how we even can meet together physically, especially with XMDR located at Berkeley. We may even be able to get together physically and do some more deep dive collaborations.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah, we at Mayo would be interested in participating in that as well.
Yeah, keep us posted. I mean, if you're meeting and if we're close enough, and the We would love to join you, or I mean, keep things posted on the mailing list and let us know what's happening.
Yes, great... definitely.
Yes, that would be terrific.
And with that, I apologize, but I have to drop off. I'm double booked all day today, so I'm just going to have to struggle along.
Bruce, this is Frank. Are you going to be at the Cindy meeting in D.C. On the 11th?
No, but Ani Sen will be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. I'll be there, and Gail will be there. I'll talk to you offline.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Yep, thank you.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Congratulations on the BioPortal release. I was wondering if you had announced plans yet for what you're expecting to incorporate in the next release, or what the time frame was for that?
Very good question. That's actually the question I have too as well. We have probably a good 30 to 40 different features that we're people from our community are requesting, and so right now we're trying to do a scoping analysis to ensure that we can actually deliver something sooner rather than a big shot, one-shot deal.
Uh-huh.
And so that's something that we're solidifying. So we're actually creating a project plan with prioritized features. But once we get to know what that set will be, then we certainly will publish it to the OOR as well. One thing I know for sure that we're going to be focusing on includes bulk upload of mappings and download of mappings in different formats.
Okay.
And those who don't know, the mappings refer to a relationship from one concept in one ontology to another concept in another ontology. And so today we have the ability to do point-to-point mapping, but we wanted to be able to allow users to upload their bulk mappings into the BioPortal.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of how many people are using it and have tried it at this point?
In terms of bulk uploading, nobody has used it.
No, in terms of the portal overall.
Actually, I don't have the stats with me right now, but I can share it with our next meeting.
Okay, that would be great. And I assume you're getting a fair amount of feedback as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And those are manifested by both positive reinforcement and also bugs that they find, which is good.
Well, it's certainly a good indication that people are really trying to use it.
And yeah, exactly.
There's demand for the features.
Exactly.
So, excellent.
Well, Benjamin, I mean, I wasn't able to capture everything you said just now, but I mean, they're definitely interesting. If after the meeting, when you have a moment, you might want to edit the notes and add back, let's say, the features that are going in and things that are in store, stuff like that.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Why don't we move past the... let's see. Were there any more comments about the last week's panel? Okay, if there aren't, why don't we go ahead and to the other agenda items. Particularly, we have several breakout groups that have been looking at different aspects of the system. I think the panel largely covered the recent activity with the short-term planning group. Do any of the other groups have anything that they would like to report out on?
This is meeting from RPI.
Yes.
Our group are currently working on semantic media wiki, and we are building a ontology repository for testing the ontology of ontology and trying to enable collaborative on those ontology editing contexts using semantic media wiki. And right now we have one graduate student interested in contributing some work. In particular, we are looking at evaluating those ontology management vocabulary and trying to provide some service like importing a existing OWL ontology into semantic wiki and exporting an ontology inside wiki to a OWL file.
As I mentioned on last week's conversation, we definitely need to talk. If it's going to be a while till the presentation. Perhaps at bare minimum, you should send me, Harold Solbrig, an email so we can at least give you a heads up on what we've done in that area.
Okay, that's Hallo, right?
Yes.
It's okay.
Solbrig.Harold@mayo.edu.
Lee.
Yes?
During our OntoLock program planning session, I mean, yesterday and the week before and coming next Thursday, actually one of the items that obviously capturing a lot of people's attention and imagination is the semantic media wiki platform, and we are planning to put together some sort of a mini series on semantic wikis. We would definitely look forward to your participation in terms of presentation and to sharing your insights. We also are looking for someone who might be willing to champion, like co-chair the series. So if maybe you and Harold are so excited and passionate about this, I mean, if the two of you would like to join me, the three of us can sort of co-champion a mini-series on this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I'd be very interested in that.
Right. I mean, there's so much work. I mean, the RPI work, the Mayo Clinic work, of course, the Karlsruhe people, the Hallo people, SRI. I mean, there's so much work in store that if we can put them all together in maybe a couple or three sessions with all these camps presenting and then bringing them back together on a panel discussion, that would be very exciting. So if both agree, let's sort of discuss a little bit offline and work on that. And actually, if you could come next Thursday to the OntoLock planning call, I'll send you the meeting details. We could talk about it in real time too, but we could also do like a mail thread and discuss them.
I'll have to do it mail thread. I'm very interested. This is Harold, but I'm not going to be available next Thursday, so let's start.
All right. Yeah, let's do both.
Yeah. September the 4th. Okay. So we should definitely set up a mailing loop to get all the people, everybody who are interested in the Semantic Media Wiki. I'm willing to set up a page, and we actually already have a Semantic Media Wiki with the latest version plus Hallo extension installed at RTI. So I'm as of now, we're really happy to host some forum or some kind of a research coordinating this work at RPI.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Please send me an email if you're interested in Semantic Wiki, and my email address is dingl@cs.rpi.edu.
Got it.
Peter, we're jumping around a little bit, but I was wondering, were there other aspects that would be of general interest to our group here? I know you talked about some of the plans already.
Yes, I mean the two things that I thought would be of interest is this the presentation series on semantic wikis and the presentation series on other OOR related stuff, like maybe other open ontology repository efforts at the EU, some other aspects, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's all I have.
Very good. Very good. Let's see. Were there any updates on OOR use cases and requirements?
No updates from me. Todd, anything from you?
No, I haven't had time to go back and work on them. Sorry.
Anybody else?
After last week's discussion and the examples that were shown to us, more than popped to mind.
If you get a chance to post some updates, I think that would be very helpful.
Okay, I will try.
Kind of make them living requirements as the project progresses.
Yeah.
So that would be very helpful. That would be great. Let's see, in terms of organization and process.
Okay, can we go back to resource and funding?
I
have a comment to make on that. I mean, it's unfortunate Ken cannot join us. I said towards the end of last Friday's discussion, both I think Mark and Bruce brought up a very good point, saying that there are existing funded efforts, and then there is the OOR team which is still unfunded. I think this is again one major area that we probably want some resolution as to how to mitigate volunteer effort versus paid or funded efforts and let them coexist and move in same general directions with possibly different constraints, different time frames, and so on. But I remember Mike, during the Ontology Summit presentation of the OOR team did suggest one thing which I think was really good, is that we encourage all the team members to go out, get their own grants, maybe team up in small groups and get their grants, but always sort of but keep using the OOR label until that builds out sort of OOR as a sort of integrative effort, community effort. I think that is great, and we hope everyone could continue to do that.
You want to brand it?
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
Yes, sort of. If nobody objects, I need to sort of voice my appreciation to Mark Newson and the BioPortal people, because if you notice on his announcement of the BioPortal 2.0 release, he actually called it BioPortal OOR, which was a pleasant surprise and definitely very encouraging. So thanks, guys. Benjamin, particularly since you're here, please relay our appreciations back to the team.
Will do. Thank you.
Yes, I'll second that as well.
And to underscore that, this is Leo. When folks are actually pursuing their other activities, that they keep in mind the need to expose back to the OOR effort their interfaces, services, requirements, functionality, etc., so that we can do more planning from our perspective.
Peter, do you want me to talk about funding possibilities?
Oh, yes, please.
That'd be great.
Okay, so there are two issues. One issue is whether you want to portray this as research or as infrastructure development. If you want to propose it as research, then you probably want to look at the size IIS core program solicitation, which is 08-575 at NSF. And in particular, you want to look at the III program. And those proposals are due October 30th, 2008, if you want a medium one. If you want a large one, they're due in November. Mediums go up to 1.2 million, larges go 1.2 to 3 million. If you're viewing it as infrastructure, there's a joint solicitation, which actually this one, there's a joint size and OCI DataNet partner solicitation. They want preliminary proposals by November 13th. This is a very large program. These are five-year, $4 million awards for building digital archives. And it includes a research component.
Well, question. Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. Todd. That you were partitioning the grant proposals as research or infrastructure, and I view the OOR as a infrastructure for research, among other things. So the last group of grant that you were suggesting...
We consider that to be research or infrastructure at NSF.
Right, but this infrastructure...
We don't build infrastructure for any other purpose other than supporting research, sometimes education.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just... But NSF partitions its support, it's the proposals it handles, for the most part, into infrastructure proposals and research proposals. Actually, ABI is a little bit ambiguous. But let me continue here. So the DataNet Partners is a very large solicitation. It will have preliminary proposals, and they'll be screened, and then there'll be full proposals. It may be more than you guys want to bite off, but I'm mentioning it anyway because it's coming up. There's something called CRI solicitation. This is infrastructure for computing research, where the idea is we would be supporting the development of let's say new ontologies or various other kinds of computing systems that use ontologies. That solicitation is due, I think, October 30th. I need to check on that. That solicitation is 08-570. And then there's a ABI solicitation from the Division of Biological Infrastructure. And that is due, we just missed the deadline for that. That was August 11th. So it'll be due August
11th, 2009.
Okay. And those are the main opportunities that I know of, over the next couple months at NSF. Now, yeah. And I can talk about each of those in turn in some more detail if people really want to know.
Yes, I captured some of the things you said, but definitely not all. If the wiki after the meeting or send me a couple of links, then I can paste them up onto this the meeting notes later, that would be great.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Anyway, I will mention this also at the conclusion of my talk at the Cendy NCOS meeting in D.C. next September 11th.
And Frank, do you know offhand whether they're going to have a speakerphone or a telecon?
I don't know. The person to talk to would be Gail Hodge. She's organizing.
Oh, no, I sent her that message when I said I, couldn't participate, so.
No, I haven't heard.
Okay.
But they are going to put up slides, I believe, or I can forward, once my slides are approved, I can put a link into the slides from someplace on the Ontolog forum. Well, I'll send it to Peter, and Peter can figure out where it should go.
Yeah, and if they don't have plans or don't have budgets to do that, I think Ontolog will be happy, or CIM3 would be happy to sort of contribute the resources to make the telecon infrastructure available, or even recording the session, having it archived, and so on. I think it's important. Ping me if
okay. So just so people know, this is set for all day on September 11th at the World Bank in D.C. There was a posting to the Ontolog Forum mailing list recently.
And Frank, you're giving a talk on ontology repositories?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'll be doing a presentation on some of the Semantic Media Wiki work as well there. So.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a joint talk with Leo, but Leo couldn't make it.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll certainly be interested in hearing the reactions to that if for those of us who aren't able to call in as well.
Yeah, Marsha Deng made a couple of posts, one to the OOR team and one to the OOR forum list and one to the Ontolog forum list on that. So by all means.
Okay, I think that's was there any more discussion about the breakout groups or any other topics?
No. I mean, the last two points, I mean, organization and process, I think we've already covered. One is, you know, let's continue to work sort of in pairwise or small group collaboration fashion and with regular report back, as Bruce was suggesting earlier. And then small group grant proposals, I mean, try to use the OOR label and as much as possible.
And Peter, are you referring to, is the official designation for this Open Ontology Repository or Open Ontologies Repository?
Open Ontology without S, Repository Initiative. I mean, if it's official.
Okay.
Actually, if you go onto the wiki and go OOR, then you have a link to go to a homepage called Open Ontology Repository homepage, and everything is there. And if you actually want to look for a reference presentation, I think the sort of joint collaborative presentation as the last item of the summit, where we had Mike and Bruce and a whole bunch of people, Leo, Mark, and so on. That would be a good starting point as a reference.
Okay.
I mean, because some of the sort of basic bullets are already there. The OOR initiative, the charters, those stuff are I think were all incorporated in that slide deck. Then you don't have to
at the summit in April.
Yes, April. Yeah, if you go back to the summit, I mean the summit page, then there's a face-to-face agenda. If you go to that agenda and go towards the last item, there was the PowerPoint deck is there.
I think the next major discussion item really is plans for our next telecon, and I think the proposal coming out of the panel last week was to have a telecon both this week and next week, again, as a means of keeping momentum going. So are there any objections to that, or...
Is that next week?
Right. That's the current suggestion, I think.
Yeah. I suggested next week just to get us back onto the sort of alternate week track.
Okay.
This meeting actually is sort of off track.
Next week's meeting might be a fairly short one, but I think it would be useful to get us back on track.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet if I can attend. This is Leo. I won't be sure until later today, I think.
Okay. Well, I will send out a reminder closer to the time, and please respond then, I mean, probably like the day or two before. That sounds good.
Okay. Is there any other business for today? Okay. Well, thank you, everyone.
And, thanks, folks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.